What about your youngster's book?
The children's book is called Bears Don't Read by Emma Chichester Clark, and she's an author-illustrator. She's probably best known for her story The Blue Kangaroo for young children, but she's written other picture books and illustrated them, and she's also illustrated traditional stories and books for other well-known authors, like Michael Mapurgo, for example. And last year she also published a picture book for adults, which was called Plum Dog, about her adventures with her dog, which is really beautiful, so do take a look at that if you get a chance. But the book I've chosen for children is today is about a bear, and he was bored with life in the forest. He thought there must be something more. Then he stumbled across a book that had been left in the grass, and it had lots of pictures of a bear just like him. But there were words in the book that he couldn't read, and he wanted to find out why this bear was having a more exciting life than him. So he wanted to know how to decipher these words, and he decides to leave the forest and go into town to find someone who would teach him to read. But, of course, a bear wandering around a town causes a bit of a stir. The police come out in riot gear to try and send him away. But a young girl sees the bear, and she discovers that the book he's holding is one that belongs to her, that she lost it. So she asks her mum if they can take the bear home and teach him to read. And, of course, the mother, because it's a storybook, says yes. And they go home, and the little girl, who's learning to read herself, teaches the bear everything she knows, and together they start on the adventure that is all about being able to read a book.
That's brilliant.
It's lovely. It's beautifully illustrated, you know, bold, colourful pictures, and it's got plenty there to discuss and also to keep reading and looking at over and over again, I think.
As always, you've picked a couple of gems by the sounds of it. So Bears Don't Read by Emma Chichester Clark.